I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Throughout the 50 days of Easter that have just ended, the church's tradition is that there are no Old Testament readings. They're replaced with readings from the Acts of the Apostles that tell of the spread of the gospel throughout the known world during those first early days. And for an Old Testament scholar like myself, that's a really tough famine. Because while I usually preach on the gospel reading, I love to be able to make connections back to the Old Testament. So 50 days of having no Old Testament readings really seemed like a famine. Today, Trinity Sunday, is the first Sunday that we return to having Old Testament readings. And wouldn't you know, the reading from Proverbs would be one of my absolute favorites. And as I began to prepare for Bible study, I was getting really excited about preaching about that piece from Proverbs, only to realize that we had baptism today and I don't really get to preach today. But I'm going to give you a few ideas anyways. One of the things I get most excited about in that Proverbs reading is the way that even about 600 years before the coming of Christ, the writer of the book of Proverbs is challenging us with new images of what God must be like. In the early part of the reading we had today, it speaks about wisdom, Sophia in Greek, or Chokhmah in Hebrew, as the firstborn child of God. Wisdom, holy wisdom, as the image of Jesus. And both the names Sophia and Chokhmah are feminine names. It's an image of the firstborn child of God as a female. A wonderful image. And if that doesn't push you quite far enough, the image of God the Father, God the Creator in the same reading begins talking about God, and it says that at the beginning of God's creation, I was brought forth. Now, the translators that give us the book of Proverbs in English today were backing off of all those feminine images, so they hid them a little bit. Anywhere else that I was brought forth comes out as a verb in Hebrew, it is I was brought forth as in labor at childbirth. It's an image of God the Father also as a mother giving birth. Powerful imagery about God. And then we come to the psalm reading, another Old Testament passage, and what a powerful psalm it is. It begins and ends because it's building to a triangle, trying to point our eyes to one little phrase. It begins talking about, O Lord our Governor, how exalted is your name in all the earth. And then, both before and after that key verse, it talks about the majesty and the magnificence of the creation that God has made. And then the very centerpiece, the piece that our eye is supposed to be drawn to, is a question. And that question is, who am I? In the face of this remarkable, magnificent creation that you have made, God, who am I that you should love me? Who am I that, as the psalm points out, you should put creation in my hands? And we go back to Proverbs again and we get the answer to that question. It talks about the creation as God and wisdom rejoicing in the whole creation and delighting in the human race. Who am I? I am God's delight. And as such, God has assigned me the job of being co-creator with God in this magnificent creation. And that presents both an invitation and a challenge. If we are God's delight, and we live in the source of God's creation, or God's rejoicing. And it talks about the Holy Spirit, about Chokhmah, wisdom, Sophia, playing in the created order as a child. If this is our Lord's playground, the challenge for us is, as co-creators, how are we doing at caring for this magnificent gift that God has given us? Today marks, and that's why there are a number of empty pews back toward the back, the beginning of our summer season. And a lot of people have headed off to open cottages and to prepare for all the enjoyment they will have this summer. But this passage reminds us that there's responsibility that comes with that gift that we're going to go out and enjoy all this summer. And there's an invitation for us as God's delight, as those gifted with this created order. We are invited to join with God in rejoicing in that. Yesterday, I was at the liquor store getting boxes in order to continue with preparing for my move. And as I left, I saw a sign. You'll likely see it in any liquor store in the province. Enjoy responsibly. And I think that's also the message that those Old Testament readings have for us today. Yes, we have been invited to enjoy this magnificent world of God's. But we are invited to enjoy responsibly. To go out, to see the beauty, but to always seek to leave that creation better than we got it. We give thanks today for God's gift of the created order to us. But let's use it as good stewards. Amen.